Ben, thank you so much for coming on. Ben, I have to ask you, you have seen my incredible athletic prowess. You know what I'm capable of. So Jeff and I were talking about this. I'm going to ask your advice. Do you like to see pitchers hit, and would you have liked to seen me hit more often?
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that pretty much does. I think that pretty much sums up, I think, what I expected the answer to be as well.
I don't particularly like watching pitchers hit. I just look forward, if we're in the field, to seeing a pitcher come up, because it's usually a sure out.
But Ben, here's we were talking about, of course, Ryan Vogelsong hurting his hand. But I did want to ask you, I mean, this is an organization, all right, that's built in pitching, Tampa Bay, one of the things they're built on. What goes through your mind when you guys go into interleague play and you see your guys at the plate?
It just seems like they're out of place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's the thought in your mind is like, yeah, you know, the first thing is don't get hurt. Don't hurt yourself, because that's obviously not what we want you to get hurt doing. It almost feels kind of like, you know, a guy out there playing basketball when you're not supposed to play basketball for your job. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. don't go spraining an ankle, because you shouldn't be getting hurt doing that, you know? So I don't know. I mean, I guess I probably would be a fan of them actually, you know, just going all to the DH for the whole league, going to DH for that fact. You know, but it's part of the tradition of the National League, I think, you know. So there are some good, you know, some good hitting pitchers out there that are actually pretty good athletes, and they can swing the stick. So, I mean, for those guys, it definitely gives them a noted advantage that day.
Well, I'm definitely not one of those guys. I cannot relate to that at all. As Ben Zobrist, who joins us now, who laughed when I suggested it. Thank you. You're a great friend. Ben, I have to ask you about R.A. Dickey. You faced him yesterday. There is this general thinking that when you face a knuckleballer, after you are done facing the knuckleballer, that your swing is screwed up. Now, we look at some of the numbers for pitchers who pitch after R.A. Dickey throws, and their numbers are improved because R.A. Dickey pitches in front of them in the rotation. What's it like facing R.A. Dickey, and does it mess your swing up for the next couple days?
Well, obviously, you know, facing R.A.'s, you know, all your pregame work that goes into trying to get your timing and trying to get your swing right for a game against a knuckleball pitcher really just kind of goes by the wayside, because, you know, it's 70, you know, 8 miles an hour or whatever, and you know, the ball is just dancing, so you're kind of up there just looking for a pitch somewhere in the middle of the plate, and then you just got to swing, you know, you just got to let it fly if it's in the middle of the plate, and really you end up hoping that you hit it on the barrel, you know, hoping that it doesn't keep darting some other direction by the time you make your swing. You know, and I think yesterday he did a good job of just throwing different ones. He was, the first game we faced him back in Tampa Bay a couple weeks ago, he seemed like he didn't have it as well, being able to control the different kinds of knuckleballs he throws, you know. But I thought yesterday he threw a few different ones and was able to control them decently, and which is why he kind of held us down a little bit longer than he did the last time. So certainly, I don't remember last time who we faced the next day after him. But certainly, yeah, it's a timing thing. You got to try and get your timing back again, and that'll be the challenge that we have tonight.
Sure.
Ben Zobrist joins us on Baseball Central. Ben, we always talk about pitching and the Rays in this same breath. It's the two go together. You've seen a lot of the Rays pitchers in spring training. You've probably faced them in live BP, all that good stuff. How deep is this organization in terms of pitching? And now, and because you've seen so many of these pitchers, could you describe for me and for our listeners what the prototypical Rays pitcher is?
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that. I mean, certainly the things that we see when we have a young guy come up, or in spring training when we see young guys pitch, we see a certain demeanor about them. We see them, you know, being able to control their emotions. Guys that seem to have a maturity on the mound that goes beyond maybe their years at the time. I think, you know, Hellickson was always a good example of that. You know, just calm. There's a calmness about him. You know, I think Odorizzi showed that yesterday pretty well too. And I think that the way that they're developing, it seems like when they come up, they're really they obviously have their secondary pitches developed where they can throw them for strikes. I think that's really important. You know, because a lot of guys have great stuff, you know, as a prospect, but if you can't throw your secondary stuff over for a strike, then you're still going to be in trouble, regardless of how good your stuff is. So these guys can throw their secondary stuff over for strikes, and I think the ability to pitch with their fastball to both sides of the plate is something that I've seen with all the young guys that have come up with us, including a guy that's still in AAA for us right now, Chris Archer, you know, and a guy that's really flourishing for us now, Alex Cobb. You know, these guys, they have good secondary pitches, but what sets them apart as a young pitcher, I think, is their demeanor on the mound, being able to control themselves, but also to command that fastball to both sides of the plate.
I will agree with that 100%, and I appreciate you saying that, because I keep trying to tell Jeff that is one of the great things about the Rays organization: character. And nobody has more of that than you, sir, Ben Zobrist. And I am not the only person to say that. Yesterday, your manager, Joe Maddon, used you as the benchmark of truth. And I love this. And for those of you who don't know, and I love to pump Ben's tires, because he is really one of the all-time great players. He's a great guy. He's a great example, a great ambassador of the game. And even Joe knows it. And that's why, I guess yesterday, there was a play with Blanco was running, and you went to tag him, and the umpire said there was no tag. And Joe comes out of the dugout, and he says, "Look, Ben Zobrist is arguing with you. Ben Zobrist disagrees with you. That's all I really need to say, right? I mean, that you, Ben Zobrist, disagreed with an umpire. That says a lot, and especially if you're being cited as the benchmark of truth. I mean, well, how does that make you feel to know that Joe has that much respect for you?"
Well, I'm rolling my eyes as you're talking.
Yeah, we do that a lot around here too, Ben.
You want to be the only listener.
And I told Joe, I said, you know, you need to be careful with that argument, because I'm not right 100% of the time, nor am I honest 100% of the time. but I said, you know, on that play, I think the argument was that I didn't tag, that he got his foot in before I tagged him. And I thought, how is that possible? I said, CB, how is that possible? You know, so, I just didn't know how that could have been possible, and just questioned him on that. And, you know, I didn't expect Joe to come out of the dugout, you know, but it was funny that was his argument. I heard it as I was walking away. He's like, "Do you realize that Zobrist is arguing with you?"
I think the quote.
I told him in the dugout, I said, "Joe, you need to be careful with that."
I think the exact quote was, Joe said, I said, "Well, listen, you have to understand one thing. Ben Zobrist is arguing with you. Enough said." That is a bold endorsement, sir. Have you considered politics when you retired from baseball?
You're ridiculous. Next question.
Boy, see, I'm not the only one that calls you ridiculous all the time. Ben Zobrist joins us on Baseball Central. So you said you were surprised to see Joe come out of the dugout. I can't imagine how, being with that team for a while, Ben, anything Joe Maddon does would surprise you. What's your favorite? What's the weirdest thing Joe Madden's done? I mean, not leaving aside Penguins in the clubhouse. What's the weirdest thing he's done?
Leaving that aside, I mean, that is pretty weird.
That was weird. Yeah.
The weirdest thing, you know, I think, you know, he's such a forward thinker and wanting to try and mix things up and have a lot of fun. You know, I think the weirdest thing to me was Joe Maddon walking in with skinny jeans on. You know, and I was just like, you know, Joe, there's a lot of places you can go. You know, you can go a long way in this position. You can do a lot of things. I said, skinny jeans is probably not one of them. But, you know, he rocked him. And, you know, he doesn't apologize for you know, being himself and doing things the way he does. And I think that's one of the things that endears him to people, is because he is himself. And he, if he believes something might work or even wants to try something new, then he's going to try it, you know, because he's in the position to be able to do that. So it keeps things loose around the clubhouse for sure.